Blog Talk Radio.
Our game is like a boxing match. We are like two heavyweight, boxers in the ring. You're going to give a blow, but you're going to take one, and you got to give one back. And you just got to stay on your feet until you can get that knockout punch.
I think this team does a great job of making every member on the team feel valuable, understanding that everybody in the lineup or on the bench is contributing to this program. They all have a job that day, whether it be, writing a chart, being the pinch runner, or starting in center field, whatever it is, everybody has a job and they're all equally important.
When you get inside the lines, you just have to play. Never do well if you're thinking about all these outside pressures.
If you drink a Yoo-Hoo and you don't like it, I will give you your money back.
And now it's time for your host, Jarrett Rogel.
Welcome, everybody. This is TCR's The Coach Rogue Show, brought to you live by Swivel Vision Training Goggles. Check them out, www.swivelvision.com, and Softball Spirit Magazine. Check that out at softballspirit.us. Really quick, want to give two shout-outs to two people I know are listening right now. Former Texas Longhorns catcher Mandy Ogle, who is now with the Pennsylvania Rebellion in National Pro Fast Pitch, and longtime Texas Longhorns fan, Nisa Greider. So big shout-out to both Mandy and Nisa for listening to the show today. With me right now, though, the head coach of the Texas Longhorns softball program, Connie Clark. Coach, welcome back. It's always great to have you here on TCRS.
Thanks, Jared. Good to be back. Absolutely looked forward to it since I got the invite last week.
So, Coach, let's jump right into this. I know you're out at practice, so we definitely appreciate you taking time out of that to call into the show. You know, this is the first time, as I look, back in Longhorn softball history, this is the first time that I ever remember you being in the dugout instead of on the bases. I've got to think that really, one, and mainly, has to do with the fact that you have a very young pitching staff consisting of one senior, two sophomores, and two freshmen. How have you seen that, how in your mind has that worked for the team so far?
It's been tremendous. I will tell you, it's real different for me. I've never done it. Even as an assistant coach at Florida State back in the day, I was always out at first base. So, Corey and I have talked about that specifically over the last couple of years. And you're right on the money. And, I love it. If Mandy really is listening in, she knows. I mean, it's big shoes to fill when you turn over catchers like Mandy and some of the ones we've had through the years. So it's really the combination of, the young pitching staff, but also even though Erin Shireman's taken over the reins as a junior, this is really the first year where she's kind of our everyday catcher and just, really feeling torn at times. In the past, I had dealt with that. And, you're trying to make decisions, you're trying to bring along a young staff, and you need to take a little time with them. And, even if it's a brief conversation or, I remember a regional tournament back when Luna was a youngster, I think a sophomore. And, man, I really, looking back on that, I don't usually regret things, but in hindsight, I wish I would have sent Corey out to coach at the beginning and gone to the bullpen just to work on a couple of minor things. And, as you know, to get confidence built up, it's usually a minor piece here and there. So it's been a great move. It felt really weird at first, I'm not going to lie to you. But I really recognized it when we played our Arkansas series, which was just a couple weekends ago. And obviously that simulates what we'll do in conference, where you get the single three-game series. You're seeing the same opponent over and over. And, just be able to have some of those discussions mid-game, that can really make a difference. And I like it. I think it's really been a good move for us. And obviously, Corey does a tremendous job out at third, and, she's our offensive coach anyway, and it's very typical that we're on the same page of things. So it's been a great move. Really, really pleased with it.
Now, Coach, really quick, one of the players on your roster that a lot of people don't know about yet, those that are following Texas softball do know about her, and she is going to be a strong, strong force and go down as one of the greats in my mind once this whole thing is over for her. What has the presence of Erica Wright meant to not only this team, but also to this pitching staff for you?
Well, she's been, just like any highly recruited freshman that comes in, you know, it's still their first year, so you got to go through some growing pains, but you sure love when they have the physical talent that she has and the strength, just the physical strength of her foundation that she came in was tremendous in my mind. I think that's really going to help her over the long haul of a grind of a season because, you know, as much as these youngsters are playing club ball, it's still tough to simulate, you know, that you got two full-time jobs as a academic person, you know, wearing that hat during the day and then obviously putting the other hat on of being a softball athlete. And it can really wear you down and you've got to have really over the time build up that physical stamina. And, you know, obviously when we get them, we get to do that full-time and do that with our strength coaches and build that up over their, you know, 4 years with us. But if they can come in with that base, I think it's even more significant. And so she's got the physical tools. I also love that from day one, she absolutely wants the ball in her hands in the biggest moments. And I'll tell you what, you know, that's just something that you can't teach necessarily. And, you know, that's going to really help her as we get into the conference, run and as she continues to get better and better. So real excited about her. I mean, great, great addition to Tierra Davis, who was the Big 12 Freshman of the Year, as you know, last year. And Gabby Smith is doing some great things for her. She's a senior, but as you know, has been kind of an all-around athlete for us and hasn't been in the circle as much as she has. So, Let me jump in there, Coach, if I can, on that thought
and get your thought on this really quick. As I mentioned, Mandy's listening. Nobody knew Mandy Ogo could play the out before this past NPS season because she had never done it. Did you know before this season that Gabby Smith could play third base?
You know, Gabby did when we recruited her. She either was pitching or playing shortstop. So yeah, okay. We knew she was a great athlete. But we've been trying to find the answer on the left side. It's been a work in progress, and she's somebody that's has swung a hot bat for us. And you know, we just felt like, hey, it's one of those years where you're just not done searching. Randall Leahy, who you'll probably ask me about, has kind of taken hold of that position, and she is a freshman for us as well. And gives you what you think you want in a prototypical third baseman, you know, big, strong athlete, and she's starting to really swing the bat, but hadn't played that position. She's a great catcher in her own right as well. But, yeah, we wanted to give Gabby a look over there. She did start the second game at third and went the entire game at third for us last night, and just a great athlete.
Oh, Coach, let's get into this Kansas breakdown here quickly before we have to let you go. And first, I want to mention, I believe Friday's game, 5 p.m., I believe it is going to be on ESPN3 from what I've read. But, Coach, this is a Kansas team that there's no doubt in my mind at some point in this Kansas series, you're going to see Alicia Pilley. How important is it going into this series for Tunning, Wong, and Leahy to get on base and continue to get on base as they have, you know, these last few games for you?
Well, I mean, it's significant. You know, Pilley is, you know, she's a Texas kid, you know, and they've got a few athletes from Texas on their roster. And so, you know, they probably get even more fired up when we're coming to their home turf. I know they've got a new facility. We're excited to play in that. And, you know, they're hot. They're playing really confident. Doesn't really matter who you're playing when you've got a 29-2 record. You're doing a lot of things right. You know, I know they've had a tweak with their coaching staff, and, you know, Megan does a great job. But, I know John from back in the day, and I know he does a great job and has probably brought some good things to the table. So, you know, even though we've got scouting notes, we've seen Pilley in the past, you know, obviously she's really put up some solid numbers, and as have several of their hitters. Looks like they're very balanced in regards to their offensive attack. And, you know, so we'll have our hands full. But, you know, we've talked a lot about our team, and we try to not get too consumed with who's in the other dugout. It's about us. And I think if you compete hard and do the things that you need to do individually, play pitch to pitch, you're going to have a good chance regardless of who's in the other dugout. So respect them very much. I've always talked about them. Someone asked me that earlier today, and last year when we did the preseason Big 12, I kept mentioning Kansas. I'm like, man, they got some athletes. They're going to be in the mix and in the hunt. And They dropped off a little bit last year, but, you know, they got good athletes. And, you know, maybe I was a year ahead in the predictions. I mean, obviously they're going to be right there in the hunt. And, you know, they've got a good squad. So we're looking forward to it. I think we have prepared ourselves, and we'll continue to do that over the next couple of days to go up there and compete well. But we'll have to, you know, we'll have to play solid and do the things we need to do.
So, Coach, let me go back to, you know, in the circle really quick. Obviously, this, you know, as Karen Weekly said when she was on the show, this game is called Fast Pitch for a reason. It all starts in the circle. When you go into the series against Kansas, a player like Erica Wright, and I'll go back and touch on her, she just recently picked up her third double-digit performance, also set a career high with 13 Ks these past games. Going into this kind of a series, what do you tell her just from a mental standpoint of how to approach a game of this magnitude so early in the season still?
Well, it's really the same thing we've been telling her all along, you know, and that is to focus on what you need to do. Don't overthink it. You know, it's really about you. The opponent doesn't matter if you are not trusting your stuff. You know, it doesn't matter how good the other hitter is in the box necessarily or what the scouting notes say. If you don't trust the next pitch that you're going to throw and you're not committed to that, good things are probably not going to happen. And you know, and typically with pitchers, specifically if they're younger, that's the one thing, you know. And it only comes from a place that they're a little geeked up. They want to be perfect. And it's really not about being perfect. It's really about just, you know, competing and going, hey, I need to trust my stuff and go at it. She's got some really good stuff. She's really developed nicely. So I think if we can keep her in check and just continue to go, hey, you're just going to go out. It's about you. It's about you focusing on what you want to do. Certainly we'll go over some idiosyncrasies with the hitters. I'll call the pitches. So she should be able to just turn the brain off and compete. And I think if she does that, she's going to give us a good chance to have a good series up there. And Gabby Smith will be in the mix as well. And, you know, we'll kind of see how things play out. But she's coming off a confident evening and outing last night, and I think that bodes well for us heading up and getting conference underway.
Coach, last question for you. I want to throw out one of these fan questions. This question is going to come from Nikki in Amarillo, Texas. She wants to know, Coach Clark, how do you feel social media has impacted the interactions and relationships between athletes and coaches? And the reason I think our staff pulled this is because Megan Willis and the broadcast team actually talked about this on the game yesterday night. But what are your thoughts on that, Coach?
Well, it's the world we live in, you know, I guess is what I'll say first and foremost. And, you know, you just try to keep up with the times. And I actually really like it. I enjoy the, you know, the interactions that you can have, obviously within NCAA rules, of course, but with recruits or prospects, but then also specifically with our current athletes. And I think it can be a motivational tool. I think it can be, you know, give you some really good insight to maybe what your kiddos are dealing with on a day-in and day-out basis, because oftentimes I think the generation that we're dealing with right now sometimes likes to put their feelings on social media before they even talk to you about it. So, you know, if you're in tune to that stuff, and, you know, certainly we are, and you want to have a great connection with your athletes and, you know, and with your family, with your softball family, it's nothing but a good thing. So, and obviously, you know, not to mention just getting the word out about the game. I mean, it's just so exciting about the parity in our sport and how explosive it is out in the media world, whether it's social media or, you know, the networks that are out there. I mean, it's, you really can't go without flipping on the TV and having an opportunity to watch some great matchups. And that just is going to continue to make the game stronger and stronger. The athletes are getting better and better, and it's a really exciting time to be part of the sport and having social media and the networks and what involved. I think it's you know, it's just exciting for everybody, the coaches and the athletes.
Coach Clark, thanks a lot for joining us here. All the best up at Kansas this weekend, and hopefully we can have you on here a little bit later in the season, and hopefully once we get into the tournament as well.
All right, Jared, anytime. Appreciate it. Take care.
This has been TCRS, the Coach Rope Show. Want to let everybody know about the upcoming shows that we have here really quick. This coming Monday, noon Central, of course, will be Seminole Softball Monday, co-hosted as always by Florida State head coach Lonnie Alameda. This coming Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central Time, we will have Amy Tudor, the head coach of Western Kentucky, with us live. And be watching out for another interview later on next week. We can't really talk about who it is right now, but be watching for that. Also, don't forget, all you Texas fans that listen to today's show, make sure you go to athleteoriginals.com. That's athleteoriginals.com. Once you're on there, search by sport. You can go down to softball, click on Mandy Ogle's picture, and make sure you pick up one of Mandy Ogle's T-shirts. Again, that's all on athleteoriginals.com. Make sure you follow the Coach Rogue staff on Twitter at Coach Rogue Show, and that's Coach R-O-G-E-S Show. Make sure you follow me at Coach Rogel, and that's Coach R-O-G-O-L. Until next time, later times, everybody.